This is BFBS Esports Live with OJ Borge.
It most certainly is. I'm OJ Borge with BFBS Esports Live. Thank you, as always, to the Audio Content Fund. This is the show dedicated to gaming in the forces on a day, which is, yes, it's a cliche to talk about how hot it is weather-wise in the UK where we're broadcasting from, but just because it's a cliche doesn't mean it's not true. It's almost the sort of day where staying inside and playing computer games is a good thing. What are we going to do on the show today? Well, we'll be chatting to leading hand Michael Duff to find out what is happening, or at least what happened at the Rapture Gaming Festival over the weekend. Great gaming festival happened. We'll get all the details of that. Plus, we'll be chatting to Ken Pike from RAF Esports to find out about all the big events they've got coming up and how you can become part of their team. Also, we have a question. We love a question. And that is, what games would you like to see at future Forces esports tournaments? Because we know the big games. We know the Call of Duties and the Counter-Strikes and the Apex Legends and games like that. We want to know, what game would you like to see there? So if you want to get in touch, you can do it all the usual ways as he finds the bit of paper. BFBS.com/esports live. If you're following us or watching the broadcast right now, then you can message on Twitch, in Twitch chat, or on Facebook as well. And we'll have music, and let's play some music. This is Reef and Place Your Hands.
Oh, place your hands on my.
Place your hands. So then, this is BFBS, the Forces Station. I'm OJ Borge, bringing you eSports Live. My first guest on today's show is leading hand Michael Duff, Duffy234, who was at the Rapture Gaming Festival over the weekend. Duffy, my man, how are you?
I'm very good, thank you. How are you?
Good, good, good. I'm underdressed, I feel now, for the studio. How have you dealt with the heat today, wherever you are?
Poorly would be my answer. Lots of cold water, doing my best to stay as close as I can to a fan, and just looking for any sweet breeze that's blowing through the windows.
Well, exactly that. Now, you see, I've done it coming in dressed like I'm like an extra in Point Break. So I've got the Hawaiian shirt. And if you're watching this on the stream right now, you'd know. I've got the Hawaiian shirt on, the flip-flops, the shorts. The problem is the studio we're in, they fix the air conditioning almost too much to the point where if there was maybe some sort of RAF-branded snood and cardigan, I'd be wearing it right now, a BFBS cardigan, which maybe is a thing. Anyway, Duffy, you're here to talk all about the Rapture Gaming Festival. Let's start, though, because people listening to this, people watching this might not know much about Rapture. What is the Rapture Gaming Festival?
So Medway Gaming Festival was, it's all about people coming together that are involved in the gaming industry across lots of different brands. It's not just about gaming. There was lots of game content creators there, visual effects, all sorts of people that represent all different parts of the industry.
Okay, but what's the Medway in relation to the Rapture Gaming Festival?
So that's the full title, Medway Gaming Festival.
Oh, right, so I never knew that. So the full title is what?
Medway, oh, I can't remember. I can't remember. But it goes... Medway Gaming Festival. Rapture is its code name.
Yeah, okay. But it goes by the name Rapture. So then, what was going on this weekend at the Rapture Gaming Festival? What was the vibe like?
It was incredible. It was very, very hot, but that didn't stop anybody from having a great deal of fun. There was lots of wonderful people there. We've met some great young upcoming talent, as well as people that are currently in the scene. And, of course, we had our typical rivalry with the Army that turned up as well.
Ah, now you see, this is what we've enjoyed talking about the past weeks. We've enjoyed talking about this inter-forces rivalry. How did the Navy do across the weekend in the esports tournaments?
We did pretty well in quite a lot of things. We had a duo take second place in the Rocket League 2v2s, right up on the final, going to overtime. I think it was something like 4 minutes of overtime on the very last match before, unfortunately, failing to save the last game-winning goal. We also had a member of the community come second place in the League of Legends 1v1 tournament again as well, also on the main stage. So we did quite well.
It is a completely different thing. We talked about it last week, when you're having to play computer games in front of people. Because, you know, when you're at home, you're in your space, you've got your everything you like, it is one thing. Being able to take that out and do it on a stage in front of other people, it's that ability to perform. Is that what's important, do you think, for the Forces esports teams, you, the RAF, the Navy, the Army? Is it important to be at these tournaments, playing these teams that do it regularly?
I think it is, but I think the bigger part about it is showing that we're out there, showing that this is something we can and do enjoy doing. And it's more about showing that we're a community rather than being all about competitive gaming at the highest level, the best you can possibly be. It's more about showing, look, you can be in the armed forces, meet these wonderful people, play all these games that you play on your own or with other friends anyways, and still go out and do all these great things like attend these events.
Do you think the forces are coming around to this now? Because that's the reason we're doing this show on BFBS, and the reason we're doing it is to show that there is a community now across esports, across gaming, in the forces.
Absolutely. It's getting bigger and bigger, and whether, you know, it's being adopted at a rapid pace or not, it's becoming harder and harder to ignore these. You know, we're not just a small community. We've got 600 or 700 members. You know, that's not an insignificant number. So it's, and of course we've got a great chair who is pushing it hard and hard and chasing for everything. So yeah, they're doing a good job of forcing it in the faces of the MOD.
That's what you need as well, don't you? You need a trailblazer to be forcing this. So who were the top performers over the weekend for you?
Oh, it's hard to say. Obviously, I've got to be biased and say we were, of course. We were the best. We were everywhere. Everybody could see us. I don't think there was a stormtrooper there that didn't have a Royal Navy Esports sticker stuck to him. But unfortunately, in the battle of Army versus Navy. I believe the Army did take this one.
Oh.
Yeah, but we will be coming for them next time.
I mean, it is a good rivalry. What is the usual rivalry for you? What is the usual rivalry? Because the RAF weren't there, were they? They weren't at Rapture this year.
They won. It's very much, obviously, everybody defending themselves and trying to prove that they're the best branch. And, of course, it's senior service is always going to be the best. But, unfortunately, the Army did beat us at Valor and Rocket League this time around. But we'll get them next time.
What were you playing? What was your game?
I was heading the stream, which was the new addition to this event. We streamed the entire event. But during my time, I played some League of Legends, both on the stream and against some competitors that stepped up and took the team on. And I also found that I really enjoyed World of Warships as well.
I was talking about this last week. I need to have a go at World of Warships and World of Tanks as well because I've never played it. If there was a game that was going to be a future Forces esports tournament that's not there at the moment, or maybe one that is there but isn't really one of the big ones, what would you take?
Competitively speaking, League of Legends. I've been watching League of Legends esports since it's season 2, season 3 when it started. So I'd love to see that really become bigger, and not just because it's also my favourite game that I play competitively.
I tell you what, the thing about League of Legends, I've worked on League of Legends events, and it's just if you don't know the game, it's a difficult one to decipher, isn't it, of what's going on.
It's incredibly hard to wrap your head around, but it makes it all the more fun when you do know what you're talking about as well.
Absolutely true. Well, more League. Let's see if that happens. Hopefully it will do. Duffy234, leading hand Michael Duff, thank you so much for your time. Cheers for joining us.
Thank you very much. We'd love to have you on our stream sometimes.
Yeah, listen, you shoot me a request and I'll absolutely be there. Whenever you need me, mate, I am up for it. There you go.
Brilliant.
Such a tune. All the small things from Blink-182 here on BFBS. This is Esports Live. The question I've been asking, and I will ask as well, we've got more interviews to do, or at least one interview to do, before the end of the show with Demon Pickle, is what game you would like to see at Future Forces tournaments? Because it's an interesting one, because gaming is varied. There's so many games out there, and there are only a few really that you would class in the top tier of esports. You've got your Counter-Strikes, you've got your Call of Duties, you've got League, you've got Dota, Rocket League, things like that. But there are so many games out there, and so many games that we've all played. The issue with it is, I mean, Cole on Instagram says Halo Infinite, which is an interesting one, because the problem is, any game, I guess, can be an eSport. Any game can be an eSport, but should all games be eSports? And the reason is, you really want one that's been designed to be an eSport, one that isn't just a marketing add-on, because there's maybe 4 or 5 years ago, every game that came out had some sort of eSports mode, some sort of way that you could play it in a tournament, which for me, it does just feel like you're trying to get people involved because eSports became a buzzword more than something that people should be involved in. For instance, if we were going to talk about sports without the E on the start of it, bungee jumping. Would that ever become a proper sport? No, even though I do believe the Americans did have a world tour at one point. So yeah, keep them coming in though, please. You can let me know via the Twitch chat, or if you want to email me, you can do bfbs.com/esportslive. Let's play some more music. This is Little Mix and Black Magic. Mix and Black Magic here on BFBS. This is Esports Live you're listening to. We've got 10 minutes left of the show. Joining me now is the Demon Pickle. Am I pronouncing that right, Ken Pike? Is it Demon Pickle?
Yeah, that's right. It's a long story behind that one. It's a Rick and Morty reference.
Do you know, I've not got into it. Let me give you your full title first. But Air Media Project Manager Ken Pike also goes by the name of Demon Pickle from the RAF esports team. I've never watched Rick and Morty, so I don't get the reference to it. Is it family friendly enough to share right now your reference here?
Yeah, there's an episode where Rick turns himself into a pickle. It's bizarre, but he's a genius and he has this ability. So,
do you know, the problem is, though, if you went through everyone's gaming handles, there's always some weird, slightly personal, maybe absurd reason for why everyone's got a name that they've got. And you end up, especially when, I mean, I've had the same gaming names for years, but you end up having to explain it to someone and it's just that hot flush of, maybe I should have chosen something else. I'm not saying that with you. Your name is great. Absolutely great. I love it. Right, before we get into talking about the RAF esports team, is there a game that isn't at current Forces esports tournaments that should be there and why?
Oof. Oh, I'm sure there's thousands, because every day there's new games being developed and people play stuff that just isn't mainstream, but it, you know, maybe deserves to be. But sometimes these things slip through the grid.
Is there something that you've been great at over the years that maybe is a little obtuse, a little bit random, that maybe you'd sneak in there?
I love my strategy games. I mean, I started out doing esports probably 15, 16 years ago, playing Counter-Strike, which was pretty big at the time. It's waned a little bit. But I love my strategy games too. So things like Total War and stuff like that, that, you know, they have a bit of a niche following, but not quite as big as maybe things like Call of Duty and stuff like that.
Well, Mr. Demon, I would have to take, I'd have to maybe call you out on the fact that Counter-Strike has waned off a little bit. I was in Cologne this weekend at the Intel Extreme Masters, 14,000 people in a stadium watching the Cologne 2022. It was quite wild, which is why it sounds like my voice has been kicked in the throat. Anyway, let's talk about the RAF esports teams. Where are you at with members now? What's the numbers?
Oof, we are about 4% of the whole RAF.
Oh, wow.
1,350-odd. It comes and goes by the day, but that makes us, as we understand it, the second biggest. We say sports association. Obviously, it's a different kind of sports. It's not physical sports, but second biggest association in the RAF in that regard.
I still think 4% is a great number. Is this something, I mean, where did it start? Because as we've chatted over the weeks, esports and the community around it is a new thing to the Forces.
Oh, it's amazing. It's grown so fast. We started out at the Insomnia Festival just before sort of lockdown and COVID and all of that back in 2019. There'd been some rumblings and discussions long before that, but that was our sort of official stand-up. And from there to where we are now, and we reached that sort of 1,300 number pretty quickly as well. So there was obviously a lot of pent-up desire for esports. And what we find is a lot of kids, you know, joining the Air Force from, or all the forces from, you know, leaving home, leaving school, leaving their friends behind and all of that. And you know, they may be gamers and they want to integrate with the Air Force a little bit. And this has given them an outlet to do what they love doing.
And it's a great way of meeting new people. And it's a great way of staying in touch with people back home.
Oh, absolutely. We've had so many examples where, you know, people are moving station, for example, and they already know half the people at the new station because they're on a World of Tanks team with them or a Counter-Strike team with them. So they have those conversations beforehand, and it just makes it that bit less daunting to constantly be moving around to new stations that you haven't been to before.
And it's a great way.
Young people who are newer to the force as well.
Well, as well, especially if it's the first time away from home, first time in a pressurized situation like this, how important it been for the well-being of those serving?
It's been huge. You know, we always had a mental health view in mind before lockdown, but obviously that came into its own. You know, de-isolating people, especially those, as you say, who had just joined as lockdown hit, you know, and giving them an opportunity to meet people that perhaps otherwise they wouldn't be able to, given the circumstances. I mean, I've been through it myself over the last few years. I mean, I'm a civil servant, so I'm not serving the way those guys are. But I happen to be going through a major breakup with kids and a house and all sorts involved just before, you know, the Christmas before lockdown. So met some pretty dark days during those early few months, and having the ability to turn on your computer and find some friends there, it's kind of like going down to the pub with your mates, but obviously we couldn't do that at the time. So this gave an outlet and a community support group. And I am by no means the only person who's gone through that. You know, we all know what military relationships can be like. But also, you know, people losing loved ones during COVID or for other reasons, and all sorts of reasons, you know, whether it's from the small to the large, we know that we've been there to help dozens and dozens of people out of the many members that we've got.
Well, I think it's such a positive story to take something out of heartbreak that you end up showing how people can be more and more positive through esports. Listen, Ken, I've run out of time. I'd love to chat more with you, Ken Pike. Thank you so much. Let's play Counter-Strike soon. Let's play Counter-Strike together.
Absolutely. We'll
Let's
share handles afterwards.
We'll do it. That's Ken Pike, Demon Pickle, from the RAF esports team. I'm going to squeeze in one more song before we end. And it's a song that is completely iconic. It's totally iconic. It's from a game as well. Can you guess the game it featured on? Thierry Henry, here's a clue for you. Thierry Henry was on the cover. You'd probably be able to guess the game, but what year? Jerk It Out by the Caesars, a reference obviously to when you want to throw your keyboard across the room in a rage quit moment. But what game was it from? Of course it was going to be from a FIFA soundtrack. But which one? Jerk It Out by the Caesars. It was on FIFA 04, which for me was the last great FIFA. And I don't say that the games haven't got better. It was just the last one that I was any good at. Since then, it got to the point where you needed to be good at football. And that is it. Thank you so much for joining us here on this BFBS Esports Live. Thank you for listening. Thank you for getting involved. I'll be back next week, same time. Thanks, as always, to the Audio Content Fund. We'll have a variety of guests from the Forces Esports teams, plus gaming community. And we'll be asking questions as well. Keep an eye on our social medias for what those questions will be. We've got a good one, I think, for next week, which involves computer games, obviously. Have a great rest of your day. We'll be back same time, same place. See you then.
On air, online, on the app, on FM, and DAB+, throughout the UK. This is BFBS. The Forces Station.